Are you tired of crying your soul out every night and getting up every morning feeling miserable, exhausted from within? Then listen to me carefully. Most of the time, what causes so many people this deep pain is the disappointment. It's the broken trust, humiliation, and the time, love, and your efforts you have invested in a person or people that doesn't appreciate you. It can really damage you if you are not conscious aware enough about caring so much about someone who doesn't care about you. To make someone else far important more than yourself, more than they deserve. I also had high expectations in the past from my relationships with men, family, friends, that they could not fulfill me. I was unconsciously expecting that my family, that my people around me, that the people in my life should also have the heart I have for them. And that is unrealistic. But many people out there are still making the same mistakes as I did in the past. I wanted them to be understanding. I wanted them to be caring, loving, supportive, trustable, respectful, loyal, forgiving, pushing each other to develop and grow together through life. But it didn't work. What has truly helped me to change my suffering was to stop focusing on others and started focusing on myself. I realized that in so many cases, I was responsible for my own suffering because I have allowed people to treat me as they were, as they liked, or as it pleases them. I gave them so much control to repeatedly hurt me with their behavior and actions. It was me who had to do the inner work. It was me who had to change before expecting from someone else to know my needs. Today I can honestly tell you where my lessons were. I was the one who made some people in my life my first priority. My advice to you, if you want to liberate yourself from your own prison, then listen again. Stop giving the people the power to control you, how you feel from within. Stop wanting to please, satisfy everyone in your life at your expense of your well-being. Accept yourself and love yourself for who you are. You must know that you are enough. Even if in our society or the people around us in our lives make us feel like we are not enough most of the times, I want you to know that you are enough. You just need to be truthful to yourself and stop lying to yourself and admit that you have a problem if you're still struggling. Admit to yourself that you still need to change some things. Learn, develop, forgive, let go, accept. Work to develop on yourself behind your troubles, pain, frustrations. Change yourself for yourself, not trying to change yourself for others. Trying to change yourself for people who will never change for you. Change. Heal. Because you want to. Not because of anyone else. Stop giving yourself your time, your energy, your money to people who don't value you. You must know that you are important. You must also know that your value doesn't come from others. It comes from within. Your happiness comes also from within. Your liberation comes also from within. Change comes from also from within. You are valuable because your personality, because of your willingness to learn and grow. You are valuable as a person. You must know that. Because of your personality, your willingness to learn, to grow, your focus, your strength, your skills, your gifts, what you can give back to this world. I am wishing you a wonderful day. And I hope I could give you or someone you know some little advice from my own experiences. Lots of love, Thulani.